The New Patriot Manifesto is not just a rehashing of 20 million different books you've probably read before about why liberty matters. The New Patriot Manifesto is exactly the title. It's a new manifesto for the next generation of patriots. How should we look at cybersecurity? The surveillance state? Is the gig economy growing? What about self-defense? Free speech? Things that matter all the time, but they're aimed more towards the next generation of liberty leaders and people that want to take on the challenges of tomorrow. The New Patriot Manifesto comes out November 24th and is written by Eli Bowman. You can go ahead and find it on Facebook to get ready, and you can check out your own copy on Amazon. That's The New Patriot Manifesto by Eli Bowman.
This is Live Free and Grow, a podcast from the Remso Republic with your host, Jason Carrier. Welcome to Live Free and Grow. I'm your host, Jason Carrier. This is a libertarian homesteading podcast, but today we're going to take a little departure from talking about chickens and gardening and all the other things. We're actually going to talk about money, which is probably my second favorite, most favorite subject. In order to talk about that, I brought on a guest, CEO from Helium, Pace Ellsworth. Pace, are you there?
Yes, Jason. Thank you.
All right. Well, go ahead and talk to us a little bit about Helium, the background, how you came up with the idea. And one of the things I always like to highlight are the legal and regulatory hurdles people meet when they start a new business.
Right. Okay. Helium is a company that my brother and I formed just here in the last 4 months. Really, we've been working on this project for about a year and a half, though. And what it is, it's an automated trading system, but it does it in a little bit of a different way. People have heard of trading on the stock market or even trading cryptocurrencies. This makes use of cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Litecoin, and Ethereum. But it does it in a new method that we call mesh trading. So
can you expand upon mesh trading a little bit?
Yeah. So mesh trading is you'll take some amount that you want to invest. Our system will automatically divide it up into pieces that will enter the market at different intervals. And then where the mesh really comes in is those could go out into any currency. It doesn't matter which. It's just whatever currency triggers the move. So it could be Bitcoin or it could be Litecoin or it could be Ethereum. We're not looking for a specific currency. And so we don't also have to set certain rules for when we're going to enter that currency. All we're looking for is a certain price drop. So once a certain price drop occurs in the currency, and then it looks like it's starting to go upward again, then we'll get into it. And then from that point, it's looking to move out into any other currency in the system, instead of looking to just move back into dollars. So even if it's at a loss compared to dollars, it most likely eventually has a gain against something else, so it'll move into something else. And then it'll keep bouncing around between currencies until it gets back to dollars at some point. And then once it gets back to dollars, we mark down what kind of gain we had. So we actually don't let it get back to dollars until there is a gain. So we basically built it in that there are no losses in the system.
Okay, yeah, that's one of the things I think that puts people's spidey sense on edge when they read your website.
Yeah.
It's the guaranteed 2% a month. And, what does that actually break down to a year?
Well, that would be compounded. That would be 26%, over 26% a year. But to clarify, we're not offering that anymore to new people. We're not capping it at 2% a month. What we're doing right now is we're transitioning between that private beta pool where you had to send us funds and we'd store it in our Uphold account. Uphold is the partner. It's like the brokerage, essentially, where you would store your money. So we would take the funds into our account, and then we would invest it into this algorithm, and it would run according to the algorithm. And then we would make gains from that. We'd give the users the first 2% per month, and we'd keep the rest as a company to develop the application. Right now, we're transitioning from that to the full web application, where you'll actually keep your funds in your own Uphold account. So we don't have direct control over them. We only have control to move them between your cards to actually execute the algorithm, and it'll run in a distributed way, decentralized, and then we'll only take funds out when you actually have a gain. When that balloon goes out and then it comes back for a profit, we'll take our percentage fee. So that's basically what's going to happen. That way, if for some reason a balloon is out there and it's active and it's bouncing between currencies and it's still down against dollars, it's just going to keep bouncing until it has a positive value.
So you don't get paid until we get paid. And that's
exactly.
That's a great business model. So I actually
it like is. That. Yeah, there is a possibility that you could we call them balloons, these amounts that go out, and you could pop it manually at a loss if you withdrew everything from your account or most of your money. If it happened to be down against dollars at the time and you withdrew your money. And so in that case only would there be a negative value. But if you just let the investment ride, then it's just programmed to not have negatives. And it's much easier for it to seek and actually get a positive value because it's allowed to go into any currency at any time, as long as it sees some new currency that is relatively low, lower than before, and then is starting to go up again.
And you bounce that across not only the fiat government currencies, but also the cryptocurrencies.
Yeah, that's where mainly the gains are occurring, because those are very volatile currencies. You know, that it's not uncommon for them to have days where the range between the highest and the lowest price is, 5% in one day or more. So because of that, we spend a lot of time in those cryptocurrencies. We wait for them to drop, we get into them, we wait for them to rise, and we get out of them. And we can get out into the fiats, and then we wait for the cryptos to fall again, and we can get back into them and get out later, and so on and so forth. It just runs automatically, and that's the big thing that takes some people a little while to understand. It's completely automatic. You don't have to go in and authorize, and approve every single move. It'll just all happen, just by itself.
No, I think I think most people would be shocked to understand that most of their 401k and private savings that they have invested are run by algorithms already.
And actually, to clarify that, mostly what happens in 401ks for most people's 401ks today is there are algorithms that do some analysis, but then they do have a broker that goes in and moves their funds from one fund to another. But the very big hedge funds, yes, they do. They do kind of what we're doing with stocks and with futures and Forex, and they do that all automatically with algorithms. So it really is the way of doing business. It's just unfortunate that most of the people at the bottom, most consumers, really haven't been allowed to take advantage of it before.
No, and I really like your model too, from your website, where you say there's no minimum or maximum to get in. So when I've approached my friends, because I work in cybersecurity as well as bored horses, but
right.
When I approach this, they're like, this seems really too good to be true, or what's the catch? And I said, look, you don't have to invest a lot, and put a little bit of money that you can afford to lose, if just to see if the algorithm is working, and then over time, as your confidence grows, it's a passive income generation, and I think a lot of people are actually looking for that.
Yes. Yeah, passive is really key. I mean, it's passive, but it's active in the sense that it's actively moving, but passive in the sense that you don't have to do anything to move it around yourself. So that kind of hybrid is what people really need nowadays. The technology is finally here. We really couldn't have done this 3 years ago. But it's finally available now, and we can do it. So we're glad to offer it.
So what's your background, if you don't mind me asking?
No, it's fine. I grew up, my family, we were in the Foreign Service. And so we, my dad was employed at different U.S. embassies around the world. And so I was born in the Emirates, near Dubai in Abu Dhabi, the capital of the Emirates, and we went to Jerusalem, went to Mexico City, and we went to D.C. where he worked for a while. So, but he actually grew up on a farm in Mesa, Arizona. So I'm back here in Mesa now. And after I graduated high school in the DC area, I got a degree in linguistics. And the reason I did linguistics was a little irregular. I did it so I could be good at learning languages, so I could be good at international business. So I was looking to create an international business. It didn't happen immediately. It only just happened now with Helium. But in the meantime, between college and Helium, I just started to get into different marketing arenas in the financial space. So I was working with my parents, with my mother, that had a radio show where she would help people with retirement planning through insurance products. So I did that for a while, and then I got in touch with an old friend of mine who had an automated trading system for the stock market, and we saw the benefits that his system had, and we took them to the crypto space and improved on them where we could and sort of updated it to the way that we want to do it.
That's outstanding. Yeah, it's funny because you know a lot of people don't get into currency trading because there may be a small fortune to be made, but normally has to start with a large fortune. So.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So interesting. So why don't you do me a favor? Tell me any of the legal or regulatory hurdles you've had to cross, because you are doing an international business. So I imagine the red tape that you're doing is rather large.
Yeah, that's a good question. Thankfully, Uphold takes care of a lot of it. We operate on their through their app center, which is basically an API, an application programming interface, where we partner up with them. So we're using their platform. We're operating. We're not doing anything, you know, money transfer wise or anything that isn't using their money transfer license and everything. So we're operating under their securities licenses, their money transfer licenses. We don't have to do a whole lot more ourselves. We just have to make sure we're not operating this as a security where we're, you know, having people lend us money or we take complete control of the funds and everything. So as long as we avoid that kind of stuff and we don't actually operate this as a security, cryptos are not a security, money's not a security, and things like that. So we don't have that much to deal with right now. The question of what kind of tax issues we're going to come across down the road is sort of an open question right now, but we're prepared for everything as it comes. So right now we're just growing and growing slowly, but Uphold has our back. So we work very, very closely with their C-suite and, you know, their upper executives, and looking forward to a deeper partnership. They're committing quite a few resources to our marketing as soon as the app is released.
Yeah, it's funny as Uphold is probably my least favorite thing about Helium. And it's not it's mainly because, you know, I said, okay, I don't want to hook my bank account because I don't know you guys that much. And I'm doing some research and I'm willing to throw a few hundred in just to see how it does. But they won't take a credit card payment. And I was like, okay, well, let me come back around and do a little bit more research on the Uphold and see if they're a good company. I said, all right, yeah. They're reputable. They got it. You know, they manage this many billions. I'll hook my bank account. And then they came back and said, oh, for us to do that, we're going to need like a DNA sample, possibly a kidney. it was not an online internet transaction. And I, you know,
right. They're trying to, it's something that people aren't used to because this is a service that, that does foreign currencies as well. So not many people actually get involved in foreign currency exchange in the US. But to get verified as that, so basically they're trying to follow all the regulations that they would have to if they were a bank or a Forex broker. And unfortunately that means they're trying really, really hard to protect against fraud. And they have to deal with fraud quite a bit, especially with the cryptocurrency space. It's not that cryptocurrencies are, you know, there's fraud everywhere, but there is fraud in some places. There are different ways to fund your account. You could fund your account just from cryptocurrency if you buy it at some other exchange like Coinbase, and some others that are a little bit easier to use without having to verify your identity. But yeah, what they do is, for some people, not everybody, but for many people, when you want to set up your bank account for the first time, They'll ask you for a photo of yourself holding your driver's license, your passport, and a bank statement, pretty much. So it can be a hassle. It definitely feels like a hassle. They're doing it to protect all the users from fraud by verifying people's identities. So I don't love it. I think there are definitely ways they could do it better, and do it without having to ask for so much and still be just as safe. But that's a conversation I'm going to be having with their chief security officer soon.
Yeah, outstanding. Yeah, because it literally shut me down. I was like, because now I have to print a bank statement. I got to print an address. They want another photo ID. The only other photo ID I have is my DOD CAC, which I'm not allowed to take a photo of.
So, right. Yeah. So. Yeah. You have to use your driver's license or passport.
Yeah.
You could always talk to them about alternatives. The credit card, debit card feature has been offline for a few months, but that's just because they're switching providers for that, merchant service companies. So that is going to be coming online eventually in the next couple months. So there are different options. For the privacy-minded, cryptocurrency is definitely the best deal.
I may look into that because I've been, I've obviously bought some Bitcoin and some Ethereum and some other things, but
you could buy Bitcoin not at an amazing price, but you can get it on local Bitcoins for really close to the spot price if you get the right deal. So you could buy it locally, completely privately and anonymously, and then you could send it in to Uphold, and as long as your account is verified, which does require an initial identity check.
Yeah, I did all that. I mean, that was and I appreciate it as a security guy myself. I appreciate the work they're putting into it. But when you get used to doing things online, you're like, what?
So. Yeah. It's just the world we live in. Unfortunately, there are a lot of people. It's only really because of the government system that's there, because everything is manual and paper and bureaucracy. There are a lot of people that try to take advantage of that system. And so once everything switches over to a crypto economy, which I believe it will eventually.
It's got to.
Then it'll be a lot easier to avoid fraud because, transactions will be a little bit more final. And so you really can't, pretend to be someone that you're not if your identity is sort of confirmed and guaranteed by the blockchain. So there are ways the future can get around this stuff and won't have to delve into people's privacy so much.
Yeah, I think that's good because cryptocurrency gives you traceability, and I think a lot of people appreciate that. I actually see some world governments actually talking about just dumping their currency and going to a cryptocurrency. And as most libertarian people I know are very happy about it because then the government just can't print more, right?
So. Yeah, that would have some pros and cons. Obviously, they'd be able to track your payments and your income better, which can be scary, but it would protect the economy much better, which is a good thing.
Yeah, it would prevent the inflation. As funny as everybody always talks about inflation in terms of the current year, but if you look over a 20-year span, we've hit about 20% inflation. So it's 1% of the time you don't feel it, but when you look back and you go, why am I not making as much as I feel like I'm making? That's why.
Yeah. And obviously certain things that we spend the most on, real estate, healthcare, education, those have been climbing much, much higher than that. And that's largely due to, government involvement in the economy. So it's really unfortunate.
That's funny. Most people don't realize that. I didn't ask, are you a libertarian? Are you libertarian leaning or?
Yeah, I'd consider myself a full anarchist. If you want to call it voluntarist or something, but yeah, I don't believe that the government has been the right way to do things for a very long time. In the past, before the internet, especially, getting a lot of people together to do a really big project, sometimes the only way to do that was with government. Not that the project was necessarily necessary in the first place. But that's the only way that people could get certain things done that they wanted to get done. But now that's completely false. There's absolutely nothing that the internet and people working together consensually cannot do voluntarily. So that's the direction we are going as a society. It's already happening. There's not much the government can do about it. There's not much people can do about it. Eventually, we'll have a free society. It's just happening gradually.
Outstanding, man. I'm glad to hear that. So I was afraid when you said you grew up in the foreign service, you'd be like, no, we need to make sure we have taxes. And
no, so. No. I mean, I definitely favor diplomacy over military action, but which is what embassies are for. But beyond that, there's no reason that we should be dividing geographical areas into different, nations and being really uptight about people crossing imaginary lines. So my dad is in the Foreign Service still. He's a pretty open guy, but he sees a lot of the waste that's in government too.
No, I worked in government for years, and served in the military, worked in government, and the waste just gets to you. Point in time, you're realizing I'm taking money out of someone else's pocket to fund this project that's not going to go live for 3 years, and it's going to cost billions of dollars, and nothing's ever really going to get done except for the people of, the Beltway Bandits get richer.
It's funny because I did spend a little bit of time after college working at a U.S. embassy in Cambodia, and it was shocking to me, how much the regulations and especially the security apparatus made things so expensive. Just the way that they had to comply with security regulations post 9/11, making everything, nuclear proof, the filters, the air filters have to be, chemical grade, bioweapon grade. It's fantastic. It's just, they spend so much money.
It's overkill. Yeah. And it sounds heartless to say, why would we spend $100 million to save 10 people's lives? But really we should do that math from time to time. So it's,
Well, mostly we shouldn't be making that decision with other people's money. Yeah. That's the biggest.
I couldn't agree more. Hey, I don't want to go too far away. So when is your app actually coming out live? Do you have a date?
Yeah, we're working on it right now. The soft launch date is September 7th. So we're looking forward to that being coming right around the corner. And if we can get it out before then and start testing it before that date, then we will. We're looking forward to it. Sometime between 8/25 and 9/7. 9/7 is our hard date to start our soft launch. And then we'll get user feedback for a few months before our official launch event, which is going to be November 1st.
Yeah, outstanding. I think I have your app on the phone, and I'm signed up for your beta. Just to be clear for the listeners, though, this is not a get-rich-quick scheme. This is your money grows over time, and there is a rate of return that can be expected, but you theoretically should not lose your money. Am I capturing that correctly?
Yeah, I mean, we can't guarantee that that the account won't see any losses, because you are going to be in cryptos a lot of the time. But the way that we do it protects quite a bit from the downsides that can occur in those cryptocurrencies. So the long term, we see a very, very strong, outlook for all these cryptos, and this will help you gather some of the gains and only some of the losses, but more of the gains than the losses. That's the idea.
Outstanding. Well, I hope everything goes well for you. Where can people find out more about your project?
Just go to helium.com, and that's actually HELEUM, helium with an E in the middle. So that's where you go. We have one video up there. We're going to add another one very, very soon that just explains how it all works. You just go there and then click on sign up. That'll take you through creating an Uphold account. Then you go back to Uphold and just get it verified and deposit funds however you can through crypto or through your bank, eventually through credit or debit. And then as soon as our app is out, you'll be using our app to move funds from your Uphold balance to another part of your Uphold account, which will have your Helium cards, and then they'll just move automatically.
Outstanding. Is there anything else you want to talk about with our listeners?
No, I really appreciate you having me on today. We're looking forward to doing a lot more publicity soon. Really just glad we could chat.
No, I really enjoyed it. Well, there you have it, folks. If you liked today's episode, please go to iTunes and leave me a 5-star rating and some comments. It's nice to know people are out there listening. It also helps us grow the show so we can bring more content to you. And don't forget to follow the show today on Facebook at Jason Carrier or on Twitter at Live Free and Grow. Until next time, I'm Jason Carrier. Live free and grow.
Stay up to date with the latest news and updates by visiting RemsoRepublic.com.